the situation in EA is scary, it's frightening, it is very disturbing. But fortunately, we are still here in EA. Of late, things went worse because of the killing, especially of these people who are murdered. A lot of people who are killed, I don't know exactly, but I understand the people who are killed were more than 10, and they were burnt in a tukul, and then some of their remains were brought and buried here on our graveyard of the diocese of PA. That sent a great deal of fear into the people, and actually it has disturbed the people mentally. The people of PA are not stable at all because of what is going on. I mean, this kind of killings, you can imagine, it's even more than what we expect in a crisis like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, such things never happened even during the long war of SLA. But today, these things are happening. We are like moving into a very situation where one day in EA, things will explode, and nobody knows exactly what is going. So in brief, really, the security situation is bad.
Bishop, I know it's a little difficult to tell, but why did it get this worse? I mean, who is fighting who? Why is the security really this bad?
You know, sir, it is very difficult to pinpoint exactly what is happening in here. What we know is that the military is here. We also know that the rebels are in the bush. And this is known to everybody. The media is aware. You people are aware. That is not a secret. Mm-hmm. Those are the two people who are holding guns. But in town, we have the military, you know. I have no idea at all whether even the rebels infiltrate into town. Because the town itself is very scary. Outside in the rural areas, it's very frightening. The security is not good. First of all, let's go to the rural areas. The people who live in the rural areas have been pushed deep, deep, deep into the bush, you know. And they have left behind almost everything. So the question is, who is fighting who?
Mm-hmm. Now,
I don't have any idea. What I know is that we have our military forces in town. We have the rebels in the bush. And so these are the people who are confronting themselves. But then in the end, we end up becoming the victims.
Talking about that, let's look at the humanitarian situation now as you describe the security situation. On the humanitarian front, how are people surviving?
Well, let me say from last week, we were very happy in EA when World Food Program brought food to EA, actually. And that was a very happy day. David, I want to tell you, I was out to see what was happening on the Freedom Square. I could see all the streets of EA were filled with people. These were happy people. They were smiling, getting their food. I personally was very, very happy that at least our people got food to eat. So that is the beginning of good thing about the humanitarian situation. Otherwise, before the arrival of food, people have really suffered trying to find food which was not available because, first of all, the food is in the rural area. There is no food in town. So before the arrival of food, people were really suffering. But now we are very happy that at least people have got food which will last them for some time. And we're happy and very grateful to World Food Program. Let me say to the whole UN system for helping the people of EA bringing the food here to us. What we don't have at the moment, which I understand will be distributed also, is non-food items which the people also need, because when the people fled into town as the internal displaced people, they left behind their utensils, their everything. So I think they need to get these things, but I understand these things will soon be given to them also.
Great. Now, of course, we all know Yei has been one of the most vibrant town in South Sudan. At one point, they used to call it the London. Yes. Now, just Bishop, what do you think should be done for Yei to get back to its glory days?
I don't have anything to demand from these people except to tell them that please and please, why don't you think about the suffering of the people? Why don't we agree on peace? My call, which is always that let the people who are responsible for this crisis in this country accept peace just for the sake of humanity. How can they not accept peace and then continuously make our people to suffer like this? It is destroyed. If you come here and you see, here, which was very vibrant, developing and people ran away leaving their good houses, good accommodation, to go and live in the bushes of refugee camps. Maybe that thing brings out tears from my eyes. Let me tell you this. I am very, very sorry and really sorry to our country. So we are calling on the authorities. We are calling on the parties who are playing in this political thing. Please let them accept peace to come so that Ye will return to its normality. And then also, not only Ye, but other parts of the country that are suffering should now begin to think about it. And maybe I wanted to end with this note. Christmas is coming. I'm calling on the people who are managing the affairs of this country, please to begin thinking about this right this coming Christmas, which is a holy month for us. And this is the demand we are. Maybe we are begging and begging and begging for peace. The people who are managing the crisis and those who caused the crisis are not even listening to our people, not listening to our voices. So what should we do now? That is my call. There is nothing I can ask from the people who caused the problem to us, except to beg them and beg them for peace.